Welcome to The Point. I'm Mindy Todd. Later in the hour, Cape Symphony is presenting a free 4th of July performance at Asselton Park in Hyannis. We'll talk with artistic director and conductor Jung Ho Park about this new annual tradition. But first, we talk about another Cape music tradition, the annual Provincetown Jazz Festival. Now in its 18th year, the festival brings some of the best jazz musicians and vocalists to venues on the Cape every summer. Joining us is Bart Wiseman, musician, educator, and founder of the Provincetown Jazz Festival. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me, Mindy.
So live music really making a comeback since the start of the pandemic. The festival did happen last year, but this year it seems as though we've figured out how to stay safe and enjoy the activities and the music that we love.
We're back in Provincetown for the first time in 2 years.
Yeah,
it's
wow.
Very exciting.
So the festival kicks off a bit earlier this year, July 11th. Dane Van Natter and the Cape Cod Jazz Quartet perform at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod. The quartet's been together for a long time, right? So what makes this performance with the festival so special?
Actually, the quintet this time. But that's
the quintet, okay.
Yeah. So we're going to start off with the quintet doing... Well, the reason we're in July is because the Cultural Center, one of our venues, is having a huge motorcycle show in August. So they said, can you move it to July? And I always like to try new things as an improvisational jazz musician, you know. So it's like, yeah, sure, we'll do it. Why not? We'll do that. So the quintet is going to open up since we have some trumpet players over at the Catuit. We're going to do a tribute for Freddie Hubbard, the great trumpet player. And then we'll bring Dane Van Natter out, and then he'll do a set with the quintet. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
So we're taking a listen to a clip. Is this the quartet or the quintet?
This is the quintet, and this is an original by one of our members, Bruce Abbott, and it's called Gregorio.
Dane Van Natter is a longtime friend of the festival, right? So he's come a number of times, if I recall. But for those who are not familiar with him, tell us a little bit more about his style of vocals.
Yeah, Dane has actually gone from Boston to Pittsburgh, and now he and his husband live in Ohio. His husband's a coroner, and so they live out there, and the heart of rock and roll out there. Dane is just a wonderful singer, many styles of jazz, and he's also known in the cabaret world. We did record a CD with him, with the quintet, and he's just a, like you say, a longtime friend of the festival.
Yeah, we have a clip of Dane. Let's give a listen.
Sky was blue and high above. The moon was new and so was love. This eager heart of mine was singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come back to me. When I remember every little thing you used to do, I'm lonely. Every road I walked along with you. No wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, come on back to me.
Young jazz talents are making their Provincetown Jazz Festival debuts, right? And one of them, trumpet player Cameron Shave, is with us in studio. Welcome, Cameron. Good to see you.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us how old you are and when you started playing trumpet.
So I'm 18 years old, and I started playing trumpet in fourth grade, and I think about then I was around 10, so I've been playing this for 8 years.
Wow. So why did you choose the trumpet? And do you play other instruments too, or is it just the trumpet?
I do play a lot of other instruments. Like, I play a lot of the brass instruments. I played tuba when I was in seventh grade, which that was always funny because I was this really small kid, and I would take the tuba, which was bigger than I was, and I would lift it over me, and that was fun. But I do play a lot of piano as well, and I use that more as like a device for arranging and just getting what I hear in my head, because I could be able to play more than on the trumpet, because the trumpet I can only play one thing
right
at a time, where on the piano I could play multiple.
But is so. The trumpet your one love there?
Is the trumpet is pretty much my one love. Okay. It's my.
And we have a cut titled Imitation with Cameron Shave on trumpet. Let's give a listen to that. Cameron, what type of music do you listen to, and do you have a favorite trumpet player?
Well, I listen to jazz a lot. For favorite trumpet players, it's always changing every day, but as of recently, I've been listening to a lot of Roy Hargrove, so.
Mm. Is that unusual? 18 years old, and you know, jazz audiences tend to be a little bit older. Do you find that, I know you work a lot with kids, Bart, so do you find that kids are gravitating towards jazz more than maybe they used to?
I think the really talented young kids love to play jazz because they're not restricted. They can improvise and they can compose. And they can always, he mentioned Roy Hargrove, amazing young talent who died too soon. But the kids will come into the jazz jam and they'll say, you know, can we play Strasbourg Saint-Denis by Roy Hargrove? I say, great, you know, I'd love to do it. So I think it just opens them up and gives them something to push forward.
Yeah, now you said you've been performing since you were 10 or so, 10 or 11. I imagine you've played with a lot of different people, right? So does it take some time to find your groove with new musicians, or do you find everyone can kind of jump in and find their way together pretty quickly?
Yeah, pretty unusually, like especially if we all know a common set of repertoire, like if we're playing standards or we're playing music. The nice thing about jazz is that we all come from a place a lot of the time where we share knowing similar tunes or similar melodies, and we can be able to just come together and be able to play music collectively, which is really cool.
How about that improv aspect of it? Is that something that really attracts you?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's one of my favorite parts.
So you got a group of people, musicians playing together, and the improv is happening. To me that would be like, I'm like, wait, what's happening here? You know, I want to stick to my sheet music. So how does that happen? When somebody starts improvising, do you sort of chime in on that? You let them go? I mean, how does that work?
Well, as a trumpet player, I'm going to listen to what somebody else is saying. And then if I have a chance to solo, I might take some of what someone else is saying and then build on it. So especially if I'm trading with another jazz musician, it's for me a lot about having a conversation and that conversation aspect of it.
I love that he says what he's saying in a conversation. That is so cool, right? Because it really is like having a conversation.
When we do the jazz in the schools, this is what we teach the kids. We teach them that there is a roadmap. Then once you've got the roadmap, then you can start improvising. And improvising is just creating a new melody. But then there's a conversation like he's talking about when we're trading fours. You know, we can have a conversation back and forth. You know, he can say, I'm having a Coke for lunch. I can have some pizza with that. And that's our conversation. It's no different in jazz.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So how much improvising do you do when you're performing? Do you do it all the time, or is it just with certain...
As much as I can, but it depends on the circumstance.
Yeah. So okay. We're discussing the 2022 Provincetown Jazz Festival. We'll have more after a quick break. You're listening to The Point, and we're discussing the 2022 Provincetown Jazz Festival with Bart Wiseman and trumpet player Cameron Shave. You're also a composer, arranger, and band leader of three bands, including a big band performing across New England. How did the pandemic impact your ability to practice or perform with your bandmates?
So the pandemic actually made it a lot easier to practice because there was a lot more time to be able to focus on, you know, practicing, but performing, there was hardly none. So I did do a virtual video series where me and my musician friends, we put together videos and where, you know, everyone would send in like a video of them playing a part. And these were usually arrangements that I did. And then I would take their videos and then put them all together, make one giant video, and then, you know, put that on YouTube or something. So that was one way. We also did like a socially distanced, with the big band, we would have like everybody like 6 feet apart outdoors, like in like a giant circle kind of, but like facing away from each other. So just
wow. I'm interested in the composing part too. Do you have a lot of composing that you've done? Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have like a septet that I do arranging for, which is like four horns and then a rhythm section, which would consist of like drums, bass, and piano, or it could be guitar too instead of the piano. But, so I've done arranging for that. I've also done arranging for a big band, which part of how that started was when I was in middle school, I went to hear a big band live that my teacher played in. And when I heard that big band play live, I fell in love with the art form. So I wanted to kind of help other people my age. Maybe not exactly help, but I wanted to expose them to that, which I know a lot of them would be comfortable maybe going into a pub to hear that the live music, especially late at night on a school night. But for me, you know, what I did is like, I think it was like Fridays after school, I would like get all my middle school friends together and say, hey, let's play jazz. So I would do arranging for whatever the instrumentation was going to be with how many friends I would have. I would do arranging for that size ensemble. And that's really what got me into jazz arranging.
That is so great. So what do you enjoy most about live performance?
The fact, especially with jazz, when the music is improvised, is that you really can't recreate it. And there's so much personality and so much individuality put into the music. And especially, you know, depending on the moment, depending on how people are feeling that day, it's going to be reflected in the music. So, yeah.
So Bart Cameron's going to be performing Monday, August 8th at Kituat Center for the Arts.
Yes.
Another young jazz musician making their debut is pianist Ben Collins Siegel. Tell us a little bit more about Ben.
So Ben is 15 years old. He's from New Jersey. And I first met him up when I was playing at the club in Provincetown. And he walked in. He was 13. And he recently came down and performed with us at the Jazz Jam. And he's just a wonderful young musician who happens to play bass too, which is which is great. But he'll be performing with Marshall Wood, who was the bass player for Tony Bennett and myself.
Wow.
So we'll have a good time, the trio opening up. He's opening the concert just like Cam's opening his concert, and that's going to be up at the Provincetown Art Association and Museum.
All right, let's give a listen to Ben performing Cheesecake. Also on stage at Kituat Center for the Arts will be Layla Sear. Did I say this? Layla Sear on vocals and trumpet. Tell us a little bit more about her.
So Layla was on the road with Esperanza Spalding.
Oh, wow.
And decided to settle down and have her family. So when I met her last summer, she was 9 months pregnant, walked into the Grand Cru where we perform every Friday night with different musicians, had her sit in on a couple, and normally I would bring her and give her a date there, but I just said, that's it, I'm sold. And she said she would have her trumpet chops back. She not only has trumpet chops back, she has another baby along too. And she is going to be performing at that concert at the Kituat Center for the Arts, and we're very excited about having her there, and also excited about having two trumpet players on the same bill. We did a trumpet summit a few years ago, but this is going to be completely different.
All right, so we have a cut of Layla Sear performing Give Me. What can you tell us about the song?
This is an original by hers. It's a ballad that she wrote, yes. So we thought we'd include a ballad there.
Just one more day to hold you. Oh, give me more memories to share, 'cause I know our love deserves it. And I know it deserves more than a glance. You must understand that God to kiss you. Oh, give me one last breath to say so true. Give me just one more chance to tell you, to tell you.
Is it for someone to perform vocals and also an instrument? Is there an overlap in vocals and the trumpet, you know, that breath and range, you know?
I think there's a tradition when it comes to trumpet players going back to Louis Armstrong of being able to sing and play and back and forth. I work with Steve Ahern and he sings. I think it's more common with trumpet players. Mm. They pretty much are hearing what they're going to play anyway. So it's just, if they have a decent voice, they can just sing it out anyways.
Boy, you got to have some breath control there, right?
Oh, my God.
You're being blown out of there with the trumpet, and then all of a sudden you got to sing.
I got to conduct all Cape Jazz, which is the best jazz musicians on the Cape, and we had a young sax player there, and he was holding his breath easily for a minute or two, and
wow.
He wasn't what we call cycle breathing, where mm-hmm. you can take another breath in. He was just at, I said,
wow.
You should be a swimmer.
For sure. So in addition to planning the festival and performing, you also work year-round to bring jazz into the local schools. So tell us a little bit about that. What are some of the programs?
Yes, so it's called Jazz in the Schools. It's funded by the Provincetown Jazz Festival. It's free to all the schools on the Cape, and we recently started back because we were cut off from doing it because we couldn't get back into the schools. And since we started back, we've been in Provincetown, in Brewster, in Hyannis, and Falmouth and Bourne, and we'll start again in the fall. And it's a great program. It's open up to all school ages, but we primarily do K-6, I would say. Mm-hmm. And non-musicians, you know, our goal is to get people involved in listening to jazz. And when they're walking in for the presentation, we're doing something contemporary, usually by Herbie Hancock, and they'll look around and go, this is jazz? And we go, oh, yeah. And then we take them back to the 20s and then bring them all the way to the front. And we have them participate. It's interactive.
Yeah. Cameron, what's the response? And I mean, now you've probably been doing this a while, but you mentioned bringing middle school students, your friends, out and saying, hey, let's play some jazz. What's the reaction to kids who maybe haven't been exposed to that jazz at first?
Well, very hesitant. Then there's also the collection of people who really, they know what jazz is, but then they don't really know how to play it. And you know, a lot of it for me was just kind of saying, hey, you know, I have an arrangement of a pop song. Do you want to play it? And then, you know, maybe later on in the arrangement, there's some more harmonic stuff going on. And then talking about how can we improvise over this form, and then talk about how does this form similar to jazz form?
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of like through contemporary music, I would take some of my peers and relate it to music of like people who I was listening to, like Dizzy Gillespie, and
yeah,
compositions
wow.
of that.
That's so. A talent there, huh? The Provincetown Jazz Festival is July 11th at the Cultural Center of Cape Cod, August 8th in Kitiwit, August 16th in Provincetown. We'll post a link with all the details at our website, capeandislands.org. Cameron Shafe, Bart Wiseman, thanks for coming in. Coming up after a break, a special free 4th of July concert at Asselton Park presented by Cape Symphony. We'll talk with artistic director and conductor Jung Ho Park after a quick break. We're going out on Layla Seer, Summertime.
Summertime, and the living is easy. Fish are jumping, and the cotton is high. Your daddy. Mama's good looking. So hush, little baby, don't you cry. 'Cause one of these mornings you're gonna.
Listening to The Point, Cape Symphony is starting a new summer music tradition, a free outdoor concert in Hyannis on the 4th of July. Joining us to talk about music to celebrate our country, artistic director and conductor of Cape Symphony, Jung Ho Park. Welcome back.
Great to be here, Mindy.
So this is such a great idea. Are you envisioning something similar to what the Boston Pops 4th of July concert on the Esplanade is? Is it along that vein?
It's along the vein, but you know, I think one of the things that people have said about the Cape Symphony is that we're very different from any other orchestra that they've ever seen, whether they come from Boston or Chicago or Detroit or Los Angeles. We tend to put our stamp of innovation and I would say whimsy to all of our programs.
Yeah.
One of the things I like to do is to insert a lot of pieces that are relevant to our community particularly.
Yeah. And I'm sure there'll be a big crowd, but there are still some folks who aren't that comfortable venturing out yet. And then when you said, hey, would CAI like to broadcast this concert live? I was like, yes, no brainer, right? So this is very exciting. We're very excited to be part of this collaboration. So how do you put together a program around the Fourth, and what were some of the sounds or themes that you want to include?
Well, I'm very aware that it's multi-generational, because the 4th of July, like Christmas and holidays, are when families come together. So I'm very aware that great-grandparents and grandparents will be there with their grandkids. And so you try to put together a program that appeals to everyone. So we begin the program with a beautiful arrangement of Star Spangled Banner. It's really lush and beautiful, and it's actually arranged by John Williams. It's gorgeous. And then we do an overture by George Gershwin, which obviously for a certain generation means that was the Lin-Manuel Miranda of the 1940s and 50s in terms of Broadway. And then we bring on a very hip swing singer. His name is Mark Kapitsky. And he just a few months ago appeared with the lead of Hamilton. And together they did a show called The Kings of Soul and Swing. And so he's got a great vibe. He's kind of like a Michael Bublé type. His voice is so beautiful. He'll be doing some standard tunes, but also he'll be doing some fun tunes like the original TV show, remember when you and I were growing up, of Spider-Man, that we did the old animated series. We're doing a very, very hip and swinging version of that. And then we're going to be doing some film music from the more recent Spider-Man, No Way Home, scored by Michael Giacchino. And that's a beautiful score, a huge worldwide international hit. And so that's going to appeal to the younger crowd, the people who love the Spider-Man franchise. So the whole show is this mixture of modern, contemporary, and old-fashioned retro and patriotic pops.
Now, America the Beautiful is on the program, and this song has special significance for us on the Cape because it was written by Catherine Louise Bates, who lived in Falmouth.
That's right, Catherine Bates, not the of Misery fame, but not the actress, but the wonderful writer. And I believe she wrote the lyrics to it.
Right.
I don't think she wrote the music.
I think you're
to it,
right, but, yeah, the lyrics, yeah.
But I feel like, you know, the being the Cape Symphony, we almost have to do that every single year. It's our home song.
Right, so let's take a listen.
Thank you.
you mentioned Mark Kapitsky, who will be performing with the Cape Symphony. He's a vocalist, but he puts on quite a show. So tell us a little bit more about him, and you mentioned some of the things that he'll be performing.
You know, there's nothing like a great American songbook singer. And Michael Bublé is perhaps the most famous one currently, but Tony Bennett, the generation before that, and of course, Frank Sinatra. But who's going to take on the banner or take on the mantle? And there are a generation of younger singers who really love that music and are keeping it alive so beautifully. And Mark is one of them.
Yeah.
His voice is so silky smooth, and I just love his singing.
I love silky smooth. We have a clip of Mark. Let's give a listen.
Ooh, don't we look good together? There's a reason why they watch all night long. Yeah. Yeah, I know we'll turn heads forever. So tonight, I'm gonna show you off. When I'm walking with you, I watch a whole room change. Baby, that's what you do. No, my baby, don't play. Blame it on my confidence. Oh, blame it on your measurements. Shut that all down inside. That's right, we out here dripping in finesse. It don't make no sense. Out here dripping in finesse. You know it, you know it. Out here dripping in finesse. It don't make no sense. Out here dripping, I'm tripping. Now slow it down for me, baby. Cause I love the way it feels when we grind. See our connection so magnetic on the floor. Nothing can stop us tonight when I'm walking with you. I watch a whole room change. Baby, that's what you do. Now my baby don't play. Blame it on my confidence. Oh, blame it on your measurements. Jumping off down inside. That's why I'm out here tripping in finesse. No sense. We out here dripping in finesse. We out here dripping in finesse. It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense. Now fellas, grab your lady if your lady fine. Tell us she the one, she the one, all night. Ladies, grab your fellas and let's do this right. If you're on one like me tonight. Woo! Yeah, come on, fellas.
Keisha Jones will also be performing, and fans of American Idol will likely remember her, right? What a voice. So tell us a little bit about Lakeisha.
Well, she's got a voice that I think it'd stop a Mack truck. She's got a huge, powerful voice, and she's going to be doing a set that is going to pay tribute to some of the great singers. I'm thinking of Whitney Houston, I Will Always Love You, Aretha Franklin, Respect, Donna Summer, Last Dance, and Tina Turner, Proud Mary.
Wow.
So, you know, she can do all those songs and even a little bit better than I think the original
that's
as well.
That's a powerful set. So we have a clip with Lakeisha Jones. Let's take a listen to that.
And I'm telling you, I'm not going. You're the best man. I'm not living without you. I don't wanna be free.
Symphony is accustomed to playing overtures, the piece of music at the beginning of an opera, play, or extended composition, right? But this might be the first time they're performing a Aknovature? I had never heard of that before, but a playful combination of what? What? Tell us, what is this?
Well, this is a mashup of that Spider-Man score I was telling you about. It's Arachnovature. I can't even say it. Yeah. Arachnovature. And it's a combination of arachnid, obviously spider, and an overture. And what I think Michael Cecchino did on the score is takes the best melodies of this beautiful score and create basically a 6-minute orchestral piece.
Yeah, and how are you practicing with the? Yeah, I know you're on the West Coast right now. So how is the symphony? You know, practicing without you. What's happening? How are you preparing for this? Or is this music they already know?
Well, they don't know this piece. And what's really amazing about the Cape Symphony is that they're so professional that we can get together the day of, in fact, just an hours before the performance.
Yeah.
And they can read it down. Of course, they'll practice it beforehand and they just put it together really quickly.
It's such a great way to include the kids, right? And as you're saying, from all ages. So there's really something for everybody here, right?
Everybody, every age, but also every background, and particularly at the very end of the program, we pull everyone together with a great, moving, patriotic set. We pay homage to our armed forces, and we play all of the service songs one after another. We ask everyone to stand and be present for that. We've got that gorgeous arrangement of America the Beautiful that I shared with you. And of course, every 4th of July program has to end with the required Stars and Stripes Forever.
Yeah.
And that's what we're going to do. But what's going to be different about it, Mindy, is because in Hyannis, we're not able to use fireworks for the 4th of July because of the very endangered bird, the plover. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you familiar
with
the
plover. Oh, yes, piping plover, yeah.
The piping plover. And so we are going to just put on a light show, a beautiful light show, and we're going to hand out glow sticks. We're going to ask the audience to wave and conduct their glow sticks. So it's going to be very, very beautiful, but it's going to be perhaps a little quieter. And not only it's going to be good for the plovers, it's going to be good for those animals, dogs and pets.
That's exactly what I was thinking. People with dogs are thanking you.
Yes, dogs, and also people who are sensitive to loud noises. Yeah. So the autism community, I think, appreciates that as well.
Yeah, and you're hoping this is going to be an annual thing now, right, going forward?
I am betting my house on it. The town led by Mark Ells and the town council have put everything behind this. They really want this to be an annual gift to their community, Barnstable. But it's open to the entire Cape. It's going to be the biggest free concert we've ever given.
Oh, that's amazing. And you're doing the free one this summer again at the seashore, too. All right, so we're going to go out on Michael Giacchino's Arachnovature. Cape Symphony's free outdoor concert will be July 4th at Asselton Park in Hyannis. We'll also be broadcasting the concert live here on CAI Monday, July 4th, beginning at 8 p.m. We will post links with more information at our website, capeandislands.org. Artistic director and conductor of Cape Symphony, Jung Ho Pak, thanks as always for the great music and for being with us.
It's my pleasure and my honor.
I'm Mindy Todd. Thank you for listening.